Nick Williams, Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US. Yes, I said it, 844-RADIO-US. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com. Facebook.com/CyberlineNet. And the ever-loving Tweety, depending on how long Musk keeps it, for Cyberline USA. We've got...
FYI, 844-723-4687.
Yeah, there you go.
Is Radio US.
Right.
844-723-4687.
Yeah. So we have found out the phones are now online after I don't know how many years. But we would like for you to call in and talk to us and try it out and see where it goes. So 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. All right. So we were going to continue... to talk about.
Yeah. Well, the number of job losses, I guess, is part of this whole thing that we're seeing. I mean, how many job losses do you have that are influencing the vote? And, you know, which way did they go? Because you get a lot of the tech industry, which the tech industry seemed to be all in favor of, you know, the blue wave or blue, yeah. You know, and frankly, wouldn't you call this a blue wave?
I don't know what to call it. They said it was a red wave. There's going to be a red tsunami. I looked at everything.
I call it a blue tide.
Blue tide?
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Cold water tide.
This was
so bad the inflation will not let you have heat to run the tide.
None of it makes sense to me just from the standpoint, again, of how bad the economy is, how bad the crime is, how bad our position on the world stage is, how bad the supply chain is, all of these things that are going wrong, and yet we've got to reelect this.
I remember you go to the drive-thru here, what, over the summer, and everywhere you went, there's some kind of placard on the drive-thru that has out of stock. They scribble out a price or something, or You get the big, you know, photocopy that says, due to supply chains, we are out of such and such. Well, it kind of went away for a while. And so I stopped off and got lunch at a Burger King, and now they're starting up again. Burger King was saying that they didn't have lettuce for their sandwiches. And I'm like, dude, how are you going to make lettuce without lettuce? I mean, on a sandwich? How are you going to make money if you don't have lettuce on a hamburger?
I've driven through a couple places that didn't have turkey.
Uh-huh.
And this is two separate places. One of them was a major fast food place that didn't have turkey for their sandwiches. And the other place was a place that didn't have turkey for their
Well, supposedly
salads.
There's a turkey shortage. And I can understand it because not too long ago, was it about 6 or 8 months ago, they had avian flu running around again.
Right.
And they found a duck up in Massachusetts and they euthanized it. And then somewhere along the way, like before, remember we had a big shortage on eggs because all the chickens had to be euthanized and the turkeys had to be euthanized. And supposedly that's a shortage now. And I was looking at a butterball turkey at Walmart, and I could normally get one for about $1.98 a pound. They were $2.08.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing I would have bought 1 or 2 years ago is now $2.08.
Right.
Because of all these shortages and stuff. We're still, as far as I know, in a chip shortage.
Chips as well. No, that I hadn't seen. When I've gone down by the way, the HEB opened up in Plano now, so that was kind of fun.
And all of the little drivers at DoorDash and Uber and everybody are happy because they're delivering food out of the HEB to unsuspecting customers
in
their
homes. It was kind of fun. Hey, I did go in there. I've been in there 3 times already, and although it's been really crowded, very large, nice grocery. I've never been to one before. Very large, nice grocery store has everything there, so I will continue to go back. But I'm also frequenting. I'll frequent the other stores too, because right now in Plano, anyway, since that HB's opened up and they get a lot of crowds, it's like I'll go to the place that doesn't have the crowds.
Yeah. Well, I had was a Krupko. No, Glenn was getting married years ago, and Krupko was down in Round Rock, and we picked up some steaks and stuff. We were going to grill them.
Yeah.
And they had the HEB Plus, which is kind of like the Kroger Marketplace and like a Walmart. They have televisions and electronics and everything along with the food. And that's the first time I'd ever seen an HEB, and I was pretty impressed with it. Now, whether it was something I wanted to have up here, I don't know. But from what I saw driving by the two new stores that they've got, Plano and Frisco.
Right.
Looks pretty good. I just don't know. Is it something I want to go to now? Because, you know, everybody and their mother would be in those stores running in and out. And how long does it take for you to get in and out? And is it actually people who check out your groceries, or is it self-checkout?
I'll tell you this. You know, HEB, they were planning on moving across the street. Well, Kohl's saw that. Now, Kohl's in Plano was about a quarter mile away. Guess what they did?
They moved.
They moved their store literally across a field to be across the street from them. I don't know that is that part of the decision, but it sure seems like it is to me.
Well, before we had HEB, they kind of snuck in with Central Market.
Uh-huh.
And I love Central Market. The only problem with Central Market is they do all of the fancy food stuff, which is very competitive because not many other people do it. But when you go get your staples, like your eggs, your butter, your cheese, and all of that, it's really high up. But right across the street is a Walmart and a Sam's. Uh-huh. So the running gag was you get all the high-end stuff, the lasagna and the ready-made food and everything from Central Market. Then you go out the parking lot, hit the light, jump over the street into Walmart, and then you get all your staples cheaper.
So you shop
both and then get out of town, and you got everything
done.
See,
I like the HEB. I know that, you know, Central Market and the HEB, because you go over to the HEB and you see a lot of the Central Market stuff over there.
Yeah.
But the one thing that they have that I didn't see over at the Central Market is they got this nice big barbecue place.
Mm-hmm.
And it smells fantastic when you drink. And, man, you know, talk about just a line just for that place alone. So you got people in line for there. Just you see all the carts out in front of it. They go in, sit down, have good stuff.
And HEB also has apps and stuff so that you can go in and, like, see the weekly ad.
Right.
Just like Kroger and everybody else. They're very competitive. And, of course, you have your drivers, which will, you know, they go with DoorDash, Uber, and I don't know what all. Or no, I take that back. They do Favor. Favor, because the Favor is like DoorDash and all of them, and they bought Favor. So now they actually have their own group that does all
the they had some kind of a digital trends. It's not digital something in there. So digital deals, I think. Yeah. I don't remember.
And they do all of that.
Anyway, no, I tell you what, you know, it's the new shiny. It's fun.
Yeah. Took out a whole bunch of trees for the new shiny.
Yeah, pretty much. No, actually, the field, it's been a field for a long time.
It's been a long time since I've been up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a funeral, which was not too far from there. And so I had to come down a certain way. And I actually went past the one in, I think it was in Frisco. They were just getting ready to open it up.
Ah.
And you could see it. And I was trying to remember what was there. And then I remember it was field. And then all of a sudden they show up, because it was pretty sparse in that area up until you got up to 380. But yeah, they're doing good, and you've got all the digital stuff to be able to pick and choose what you want and have it delivered or pick it up, and it's we'll see how it goes with Walmart and everything else.
Right.
And that's another thing. You got to be on the lookout for Walmart Plus. And you know what Walmart Plus is, right?
Is that the delivery or what?
Well, that's a special deal they have. Everybody has a special thing, like you pay for something a year. Kroger has one where you pay it's a two-tier now. It's like you pay $50 and they'll deliver it, pick up for a certain point, and then you get like two fuel points for each dollar you do. But if you spend the $100, you get the full deal where they'll deliver free and everything, and you get four times the points. So Walmart Plus, not to be outdone, is doing similar thing. You get free grocery delivery, you get all this stuff. It's like $98. And then they did a deal with Paramount Plus, where now you get Paramount Plus with commercials as part of your subscription as well. And what they've done along with that is, if you look around, they were doing a deal where you got 6 months, you got the year for $49 versus $98. And what they're doing was, you pay $49 and then you get 6 months, and then the other 6 months we give you for free.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you stay in it, unless they do a special or something, it'll revert to the $98 price at the end of the year, and then you get the full 12 months. So I got it. Gotta check it out. Now, I've already got Paramount Plus. That really didn't bother me that much. But I'll tell you what, the gas that they have compared to the other gas stations, you can go to ExxonMobil. You can go to an actual Walmart where they'll have their gas, or you can go to Murphy, and there's a couple others that they'll handle. And you get a lot better price on your gas around here than you would Quick Trip and the others.
Right.
So it's popped up. It may pop up again as Christmas gets. So kind of be on the lookout if you get something like that and you don't have Walmart Plus. It's a great way to take advantage of it for half the price and try it out.
So these things are a couple shiny things, nice, cool things that have been going on in this economy right now. But yeah, the economy's been such a mess for so long. And that we see a renewed interest. And right now, you know, I'll tell you this. I'll be surprised if Republicans take the House. I'll be shocked. Not because they shouldn't get it, but because this has been the strangest thing I've ever seen. And part of this is all these mail-in ballots that are coming in. Absentee ballots, the mail-in ballots. Anything that does not have a photo ID, I want to see an election with integrity. And to be sure to have integrity, you got to have photo ID on all this
and
stuff.
And that was a weird thing with us because everybody, first they were talking about, it's early voting. They're all going to be crowding in. There'll be all these people. The early voting wasn't that great for the area here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do early voting because generally I got to stand in line for hours. I learned that from Obama. And I was like, no, I'll wait until the day comes because you all early voted and you ain't going to be there. And I just whip in and whip out and I'm done.
Now, I'll tell you this. Early voting is fantastic. As long as you don't do this, as long as you don't go on the first day or the last day of early voting. Because that's when, we've got to get, the early voting. Otherwise, it's going to be long lines. And, you know what? It turns out that if you pick a day right in the middle somewhere in there, I went in. It took me 15 minutes to go in there, vote, get all the stuff, cast my ballot, and then leave.
I parked in a handicap.
Standing in line, too.
I parked in the handicap space, walked out, walked in, and I probably would have got it done in about 10 minutes. But I think it took about 15 or 20, and that was because I had to go do the whole provisional ballot thing because I was supposedly off the rolls.
Right.
This, that, and the other. And I walked out, and it was good, and popped in the car, and I went off and did my stuff.
But if you have a photo ID, I mean, that's so hard. That would be so difficult to fake these things. And that's where it gets to the point where, okay, if you go in, walk in, have a photo ID, personally, I wish that they would thumbprint us all. I would like to put my thumbprint on that thing, and then it goes, this is the same guy that voted last year, or the year before,
Yeah, and I've told the story before. I used to do phones for people, like Sprint, whatever, and they fill out a form and see if they need a deposit or not. And you have to have a valid U.S. ID in order to do the credit check. And this guy rolls up, and he's got a Colombian ID, but it's not like a driver's license. It's a voter card. And it's got a picture of him on it. It's got the thumbprint. It's got a stripe on the back. It's got a number stamped. It looks almost like a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And he hands it to me. And I said, can I see that in a minute? And I'm looking. I was like, oh, my God, there's a foreign country south of here. We're told we can't have voter ID identification because we're racist. Yet here's a guy from Colombia who's got his own card with his picture on it and everything else. And I'm like, what's wrong here?
Right.
And then I'm also told about, the one that really kills me, and you're right, is very racist. Black people cannot get a voter. They can't get a driver's license or whatever. I'm like, I know people that are old. They don't drive, but they get a photo ID. So they carry, cash their checks or show proof of them or whatever. And it vouches for it. And then they tell me, it's racist. It's this and that. And I said, yeah, but what's even funny is I have family members who have mental issues. And they can't function on their own.
Well, they can run for office now.
Yeah. Well, I know one who probably could do it pretty good. But in order, and this is the same way with anybody, if you're old, you still have to have an ID. Because when you go to the doctor's office, what do they do? I want your ID or driver's license, and I want your Medicare card or your Medicaid card.
Right.
Or your regular PPO card or whatever.
Sure.
We do this every year. So if you don't show ID, guess what? You don't go see the doctor.
Exactly.
So you
got to have ID
me,
for everything.
Yeah. Don't tell me that, I can't get an ID. I can't get this. It's $10 to get an ID. Then they griped about it. And the state said, hey, free ID. You got nothing to complain about now. And if you can't get an ID, then you can't get insurance. You can't cash a check. You can't show proof of anything. And I'm like, don't tell me that you can't get an ID.
Right.
And after 9/11, you bet your sweet Bippy you're going to have an ID whether you like it or not.
Right.
Because if you don't, you ain't going to get out the front door.
Hey, going to a bar is racist now. Going to the through the TSA must be racist now. Going through anywhere that you're required to show photo ID, all these things must be racist if showing photo ID is racist, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, but okay.
And the pat-downs and abuse, but that's another story altogether. We'll be right back. Starline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, and of course the ever-loving Tweety over at Cyberline USA. Okay, so I've learned a few things in my travels, and one of that is that AT&T lies. They lie. One time I had a bundle where I had my satellite dish, my internet, and my phone. So okay. I killed my house phone and went with a prepaid phone. And they said, oh, well, you know, you're just replacing that one with your mobile phone, so you still have a bundle. You'll be okay. 3 weeks later, I get a thing that says, welcome to the satellite family, sir. I got kicked out and grandfathered.
Okay.
Yeah. They killed my bundle after they said, oh, no, your bundle will stay the same. So I went and got AT&T Fiber, and one of the things they tell me is you'll get free HBO Max if you're 1 gig and above. So then we start hearing about Warner Brothers Discovery, and they were in the process of merging together. So I called up AT&T, and I said, hey, you know, you guys got this free HBO Max thing with the gig up. What happens with Discovery and all of this? I mean, you're not going to have all of that under your roof anymore. So she says, oh, well, we got a memo that won't change. Well, guess what I found out in my travels this week?
What?
In June, it changes.
Uh-oh.
They are, Warner Brothers Discovery is going to kill HBO Max, and they're taking Warner Brothers and Discovery and combining them all, because, you know, you got Discovery Plus on the one side, and you have HBO Max.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to kill both and come out with a whole new version that's going to have both combined. So you got your Discovery programs, your Warner Brothers, HBO, and whatever. Now, it turns out that...
So Discorner B.O.
Discoder Biatch, I don't know. It's something like that. How many more they're going to absorb. But it's grandfathered until June 23rd of 2023, somewhere in that time frame. After that date, you got to pay for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And now that they're combined, it's already $14.95, but $9.95, you get it with ads. And they just started that not too long ago. And Discovery itself is pretty cheap. It's like $16.99 a month. And on a good day, especially with Christmas coming up, Mother's Day and all that, they'll do a special where you like get it for a year or 6 months for like under $4.
Right. Well, I've been watching HBO Max.
Yeah.
So that one's good. And I got that one just because, I mean, I forget what we were watching on it at the time, but now you do see a lot of the DC stuff over there, although I understand that not all of that DC stuff is going to stay there.
Yeah, they dumped a lot of DC stuff. They're hemorrhaging money, and of course, they got to pay licenses for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been cutting stuff that's not working, not, you know, getting viewership. They cut a whole bunch of previous Sesame Street DC stuff,
right.
All sorts of things.
They've got the Star Trek stuff over there.
Yeah. They
oh, no, wait a minute. Is that at Paramount?
It's there. No. It was at Paramount Plus, and it disappeared. And then last Tuesday, November 1st, it's now on HBO Max. I don't know why, because you would think...
Very confusing.
Paramount was your one-stop place for Trek.
Right.
But all of the movies, except for the J.J. Abrams, are now over on HBO.
I've got Paramount Plus, so I can watch it either place.
Yeah.
Whichever I get to watch, I get to watch it either way. And, you know, that's good. The I do have Apple, but I'm not sure why. I should stop probably right now. I'm like going, yeah, I just don't have enough content
and
over there
usual,
that I watch.
Now we're getting screwed on the Charlie Brown Christmas and all of that because they got the rights to it. And there was a big hoopla. And so they let PBS show it. So people that weren't on Apple. And this time they're like, nope, it's Apple or the highway.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, you know, we'll see where that goes. But
I got them on
know,
DVD.
I'll tell,
so
you
I
why
don't care.
I'll tell you why we had it. It was Ted Lasso. I think that's just one funny show over there.
Yeah, it seems to be the only good show.
But they haven't had a new season in a while. So I'll need to go ahead and consider that. But the rest of the shows, let's see. Oh, and always have Netflix. It just still seems to be the standard. I know that they've had some issues losing some subscribers recently, but they still have so many programs out there that out of the one that I like to go to, it's kind of just got that whole general list of movies that I can go through and find something to watch. So very happy with watching that.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been impressed with Tubi. They got a lot of stuff over there, old and new. And there's a lot of things going on as well. So, a little local news, national news. And until then, around the world via the internet, coast to coast, and podcasts, it's Mick Williams Cyberline.